Hey everyone, it's Danelle, aka Nell Lynn, one half of Black Girl Bare Minimum Podcast. In today's episode, we will be chatting about the app that goes from the tick to the tock. As you probably heard, there's a large bill in Congress to ban TikTok, so keep listening to hear our takes on the potential ban and engage with a couple of self-proclaimed millennials as we chat about social media as a whole. Stay tuned. Hey y'all!
Hey y'all!
Welcome back to another episode of Black Girl
Bare Min
BG
Bare Minimum.
Black Girl Bare Minimum. We still working that out. We gonna get it right. But even if we don't, that's that.
I mean, yeah.
Ain't nothing we can do about it. I mean, it probably is. There could be rehearsal, but we're not doing that because it's Black Girl. Exactly. So, let's get started for today. I hope you all are having a wonderful day. It is about to be Easter. Yes. It's officially spring. So I'm feeling in new spirits, rejuvenated spirits, refreshed. So I'm feeling pretty good, but what's on your mind?
Oh my gosh. So I am almost done with my first semester of grad school. I mean, but like, it's been killing me. Mm. I feel like I have a breakdown every week, once a week. At least once a week.
Mm.
Like clockwork.
For how long, though?
How long are the breakdowns?
Yeah.
On average, maybe like an hour to 2 hours.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah.
I was about to say, if you was doing a quick little 20-minute breakdown, that's progress.
That's significant.
Okay.
Do I really need my master's? Why am I doing this to myself? Mm-hmm.
But you're going to be happy at the end of it when it's finally over and you...
Yeah, that's
all. I mean, I know you can't see the end of the tunnel right now.
I mean, it's just one hell of a tunnel.
You know? I can see it for you. Stay positive. You know, you always got me. If you ever need to chat about anything. That's the thing. Black Girl Bare Minimum, we're all about sisterhood, too. Mm-hmm. So I'm doing it with my sister. So, yeah. On my mind. Also something that's kind of like, I don't want to say depressing. It's not as serious as yours. My plant is unfortunately slowly passing away. Oh. It's not funny. Anybody that knows me, and you were the one that got me into plants, because yeah. I remember I was like, F that, I'm gonna do my little fake plants. If I need a plant, like, what's a plant really going to bring in my life? It's been bringing me a lot of joy over the years, especially this one, and I name everything. I name my car. Shout out to Yolanda, Miss Yo-Yo, if you're nasty. I name everything. So my plant's name is Calandria. And I tried to, like, she's a golden pothos. So, you know, those, like, grow long, long, long. Yes. Like, weeds, they can grow long. And I just had to keep putting her on higher shelves, repotting. And she's just been flourishing. I've had her for, like, maybe 3 years. Moved into my own apartment with her. And so she's like my A1, day one plant. Aww. Me thinking that I was going to, like, you know, give her something more of what she needed. I said, let me split her up a little bit, like, so that she was getting so long and so overgrown on her pot. And I didn't have a new big pot. So I was like, I'm putting it in two different pots. And she'll just be Cole and Andrea instead of Calandria.
Period.
I wish I could show a picture. I'm gonna show you a picture of what she looks like now. Like, it's every time I see her, it's a new yellow leaf. Like, aww. No matter how much I'm watering her, like, she just continues to droop. One of them I have on a grow light, the other one I have with the sun. Both of them are struggling. So prayers for Calandria. But also, there's a lot of good music out, so that's been giving me joy. Mm-hmm. And maybe, like, Calandria need to listen to some music. I did, like, a little when I was in school, I did, like, this little experiment of, if a plant listens to music, will it live longer? Aww. Or whatever. I don't know if it made a difference, but
well, I mean, if you were singing it, then technically
I had her listening to some Beyonce, listening to,
okay, I mean, I don't know what it would do, but I mean, it can't hurt, right?
I passed the science fair, that's all I know,
period.
But we have Sir dropped a new album. I don't know if anybody listens to Sir. Great R&B music. If you love him, Chasing Summer is something that's continuously on repeat. Like, I will not stop listening to it to the point where, like, his new album, I'm not that pressed about it yet because I'm still like, it ain't Chasing Summer, but we'll see. I love Sir. Beyoncé came out with Cowboy Carter.
I have not listened to it yet.
I just listened to it this morning. I'm not getting first listen vibes as Renaissance Act One,
Okay.
but I enjoy it. As I said, I like all different types of music, so I've been enjoying it. So I think you'll like it. Some parts
Okay.
you might be like,
Yeah.
it's a little slow, but like she gives you country, but she gives you country and pop and hip hop and like all the different types of genres. So it's definitely like a statement piece. We got Kendrick and J. Cole beefing.
And I feel like I've been like intentionally scrolling past everything related to that. Like my heart just, I do not want to accept the fact that
We gotta accept it. We can say goodbye to any type
there's
of Kendrick J. Cole collab in the future.
between
It might now. I'm so skeptical of things sometimes. Like, this might be a marketing ploy too, though.
All right.
No, but they beefing. I guess Drake is beefing with him too, but like, I don't care as much as.
Who hasn't had beef with Drake?
Yeah, Drake beefing with everybody,
For
so
real.
yeah. I suggest you listening to it though, because the verse went crazy.
I'm sure it did.
And I always said, like, for me, it's always been Kendrick. And now it's just even more. But I know you're trying to abstain, and I understand, because I love them both as well. But something that's been on both our minds, we want to chat about today, TikTok.
Yeah.
Don't stop, make it pop. DJ, blow my speakers up. Getting banned.
It's really gonna happen?
I think, unfortunately, there is a better possibility of that happening than any of the other laws or bills that are in Congress getting passed anytime soon. Like, I don't want TikTok to go at all. It seems ridiculous. It seemed random. They tried to get it up out of here like last year, I feel like.
Yeah. No, they did and renamed some stuff and yeah.
And I'm just so, well, let's go to like a little bit of the quick facts,
Okay.
not like deep facts, because we gonna research because we wanna make sure we're getting out accurate information, but we're not going above and beyond because again, this is Black girl.
Bare
Yeah.
minimum.
So, but just in case you're living under a rock and I know you've heard about it, but in case you like haven't really read in depth, like what's the name of this bill, we looked it up really quick. It's called the Protecting Americans from Foreign Adversary Controlled Applications Act. And another thing, I feel like government tries to use a whole lot of jargon and legalese just so people don't look into things
Yeah,
too.
legally, I love
And so that was passed in the House of Representatives.
it.
352 affirmative votes and only 65 dissenting votes.
Overwhelming majority.
Overwhelming majority, which is unheard of
Yeah.
in any type of policy that's on the table.
Nice.
Which makes me feel a little bit of a type of way because it just seems to be so many other pressing concerns.
Yeah.
I just don't feel like this is really about our national security. Of course, I don't know for sure. I'm not in government. I'm not in policy making. But from what I see, it just like, it feels like they're trying to protect themselves.
Yeah, I almost feel like they're trying to bully China into selling their algorithm.
And because it's like, I feel like TikTok has become one of the most intuitive apps. It's so easy to like go viral on there. It's so easy to get mass information out. And it just reminds me of like, we learn in school about the space race, stuff like that. We're always in a race for technology. Who has the best technology? Who has the best information? And like, I mean, almost everything that we own, everything we have always says like made in China on it. And so at this point, it shows that there are just some things that China just got down. They just got it
Right.
down. Just like I feel like they, like you're talking about the algorithm, they really cater to people's interests, the For You page. I don't know how, like, it's like It's once you get on there and you really start liking things, you start looking things up, the algorithm just perfectly gets stuff onto your page.
Yeah.
And so there's a little bit of like a threatening feel, I feel like.
Absolutely.
I also feel like people have been able to create community outside of needing information directly from media, directly from the government.
Yeah.
We'll always be talking. I'll be like, girl, I read somewhere that read somewhere number one is a lie, because it's always, girl, I saw a TikTok that said this. Now I try to go and back look every once in a while. I'll like try to
Yeah.
like do an extra look if I'm like, that don't sound right,
Right.
just to make sure I'm fact
You do
checking.
have to fact check. Yeah.
You definitely do, especially with like AI now. People are just gonna be talking. People, and some people just want to make a joke about stuff.
Yeah.
But there is a lot of like just even information about taxes, information about cars, like different ways to clean up your house, like just random stuff. But has been so informative. Things that probably should have been prioritized in schools, but it's like, are we not expected to really reach our full potential of understanding of, I don't know, like, were things like purposefully kept from us so that we wouldn't kind of reach this like nirvana moment? I don't know why I took it there, but like, I don't know. It's just a lot like reaching enlightenment. We get so enlightened off of TikTok. I feel like I do.
Yeah. I think even beyond that, like the way it's helped so many small businesses and like just its contributions to just in general, like entrepreneurship. I feel like big business is feeling threatened. They're like, oh, well, if we can't own it, if we can't take this over, we're going to try to get it banned.
Because it goes beyond like a PPP loan. You can get a little couple dollars thrown here or there, and then the government can say, we're supporting small businesses. But how are you helping with the longevity of that business? And this is loans that they have to pay back. If they aren't creating returns on their investments in their business, they hoping we're
Yeah.
not getting no ROI. Because then like they can continue to compound interest on top of that. And so it's like, I didn't even think about like the small business part. Like there are ways, like even with like you got the Keith Lees who go around, and that is his main shtick now is like he'll go around review small businesses, and it just explodes them in ways that they probably couldn't have experienced without something like TikTok.
Right. I don't want live
Excuse
in a
me.
world where like all forms of social media are now owned by Meta. You know what I mean? Like it's just everything starts to feel the same. And I going back to the China being on its innovation tip in its innovation bag. I feel like in a lot of ways capitalism has held us back. I think we get close to a point where we're like becoming, like we're entering that competitive sphere with our technology, right? And then I think big business gets so greedy. We lose the organic pieces of things, and it just becomes, okay, well, how can we sell them on more stuff? You know what I mean? Innovation is no longer the focus, and just okay, we're just gonna keep selling them on the same crap.
Yeah, and it's crazy because they tell us like the foundations of America is like not to monopolize.
Right.
Everybody can bring themselves up by their bootstraps and have a chance in America. I remember learning in school, like I feel like somebody asked the question in school.
They
They were
always ask the question and it always gets talked over.
monopolies, like you say monopolies are illegal, right? What about Apple? What about
Right.
is what they're not trying to do is monopolize?
And it's always like, that's a good one.
Right.
Like,
We'll move on.
right.
And it's crazy because I'm brainwashed too. I am. I'm sitting here thinking about when is the next time I can get my upgrade and get the next Apple iPhone.
Girl.
I feel like when I'm married and I settle down, I'm gonna go back to Android life, Samsung life. I feel like I'm not gonna be pulling them without an iPhone. I'm sorry. I need the blue. And see, that's what I'm saying. I'm brainwashed. I'm talking, I need the blue message.
Right, and for me, it's like I like the connectivity between devices. I feel like I'm so like in it now. Like, you know what I mean? Like Apple Watch, MacBook, like iPhone, like
As
it's
I'm sitting
just
here with the
right.
iPad. Still, they're trying to monopolize, and it's not
Absolutely.
right. But back to TikTok, it's crazy because when I think about TikTok and I think about like when it first was like popping off, I was like, not this fake Vine trying to come.
Thank you. But like pre 2020, that's exactly the type of time I was on. But I feel like that's how a lot of like millennial folks were.
No, for real though, because it was like a Musical.ly,
Right.
and I never really with
Yeah, it was corny. It was corny.
even though I might have tried. Maybe it's because I couldn't do it. I might have tried to do it a little bit, but it was corny. Like I feel like 2020 definitely did some things for TikTok in terms of people just having a lot of extra time,
Right.
and so I feel like that's when I started looking at it more. At first, all that was on my thing was like TikTok dances, Savage, Renegade.
Right, that whole era.
Yeah, my niece was trying to teach me all the dances and stuff. And so I was like, okay, it's a cute little kid app. TikTok has continuously evolved. It's like in the top, you close one app, open up another, close that app, open up another, just open up the same app you opened up first. It's in my top three now.
Yes.
Instagram, TikTok, that might be the main two. It's in rotation. And part of that is because of a lot of the informative things we get from it, just learning new tidbits, new tips and tricks. And TikTok Shop, they kind of doing it better than Instagram Shop. Like, I don't know, it's
I
just.
will not order off of Instagram shop, but like TikTok shop has got me.
I ordered
They
off of
got
Instagram Shop
me.
and they gave me this fake Renaissance hat that didn't fit my damn head. I remember being so pissed. It was all crunched up. Never again. I think I may have gotten something else off Instagram, but like it's crazy to think that that feels less reliable
It's
than.
not vetted at all.
That's the issue.
Yeah, and
Yeah.
I'm like, do they let you see reviews?
They do, but I feel like they all get paid.
Okay, because I'm like, it just did. I didn't remember seeing reviews, but like,
The little cowboy hat had reviews, and people were like,
crazy.
cute, comfy.
The bots were
Yeah, I
active.
should have known. Because at first I thought I just got scammed because it took like 12 weeks to get there. I've gotten scammed off of a couple things before. I have some anklets that I guess are still in the mail from 2 years ago. So we'll see about them. They'll never come. But TikTok Shop hasn't really done me wrong yet. Like, it took me a
Right.
minute to dive into it.
And I trust those reviews.
Yeah, and it'd be real videos, it'd be real people, and some of the people go, I don't like this part, but I do like the.
Right.
I'm like, okay. So like just everything with TikTok, the homepage, the messaging, the way your profile kind of looks, I've really been enjoying all of it. And so I'm like, what happened if TikTok's gone? Like,
That's the thing. It's like, I don't know, you kind of think about like the rise and fall of these like social media platforms, but it's like the fall of TikTok is kind of being like forced. You know what I mean?
yeah.
So it's kind of, I don't know. I don't know what would be next.
It
I
has to be
don't.
something next. It's always something.
Right. But it's usually like organic. Like TikTok would fade out of relevance because we're all kind of like using this other thing now.
Like how MySpace migration into Facebook,
Right,
migration
Facebook.
into Instagram. Twitter kind of was always like there.
Twitter was a constant for a while, and then they got on this X shit, and
It's Musk. It's Musky in them.
he
He
ruined
ruined, and
it.
even just like the way the app looks and the way that it works, and it's just
Yeah,
not as fun
it's
anymore.
not. It's really not, and people still call it Twitter. So, like, what did
I
you
knew will not find me in these streets calling it
do?
X unless I'm talking about how it shouldn't be called X.
Period.
It's always going to be Twitter. Her mama named her Twitter. Grandmama had named her Twitter. I'm going to call her Twitter.
Period. That's
Nothing
how it is.
else. And like, what do you say? Like, I tweeted somebody. I just X'd this person.
Right.
That ain't
At all. At
it.
all.
So I'm like, where do I run to after TikTok? Am I back on Insta? Because Insta was something that used to be a little bit more for like the vibes, just for the folks,
I
just
miss
for.
old Insta. I do.
Yeah. When we were just taking pictures of like, oh, I got a latte today, or
Right.
looking at the, oh, the leaves are falling.
It didn't have to be cute. It didn't have to be edited. It was just like, boom, like a photo album of your life.
Yeah. I do like that people are doing dumps more. I
Yeah.
love a good dump. But even the dump now is like, I know that sounds crazy. I love a good dump. But even the dump's like, I don't know, at least for mine, like, I'm strategically,
Yeah.
it's less, well, in social media as a whole is less of just, people are able to make careers out of social media now.
Right.
It's less of just an organic connect with friends. Which is what I feel like it was based off of before. Show your creativity, like with MySpace pages. We didn't even talk about Tumblr.
Yeah. I talked to somebody the other day and they were like, they still have a Tumblr page.
So my page is up.
Like it's there,
It's there,
but it
like
hasn't been touched.
it hasn't been touched. I feel like I had a couple. I don't even know if I should disclose, but it was surprise ninja.tumblr.com because I was obsessed with Loiter Squad and OF, what is it? Oh, I forgot it. OFWGKTA.
Girl.
I was all future. I was living Ladera. I was like,
I remember that era and I thought it was so demonic. I
I had the donuts. I had Earl. I'm talking about Free Earl. I thought the man was in jail.
What did he do?
He didn't do nothing. He was in school learning in like Rwanda or something. Like he was in Africa. It might not have been Rwanda, but he was in Africa somewhere. Like his mom made him go to school out of the country because she wanted him to have a better education. And
Oh.
we talking about Free Earl.
Oh my God. I'm
It
thinking
was
of
like
who was
halfway.
locked up.
I did kind of for a second. I was like, dang, I'm going to church and listening to this. I'm demonic. It's satire. I learned about satire quickly.
Yeah.
Some of the now some of the people I think were a little scary.
Yeah.
We're not talking about our future, but I think we can transition. Ultimately, I just feel like at the end of the day, there is a lot of good on TikTok. I keep going to how informative it is, but I think it's just out of all of the social media that has come and gone, it is the one where I feel like I've like literally been educated and I've like gained even more thirst for additional knowledge on things. And I don't think that's happened on any other app. Instagram, I was comparing myself to people. Facebook, I remember Facebook was like middle school for me when it first popped off, and I just wanted to see the red. We were talking about whatever on there. I just wanted to a new friend request every other day.
You
Like,
remember Pokes?
oh my
How'd that
gosh.
get
Now, what was that really about?
you? Right. Because, like, think about why was that ever a
Why
thing?
were y'all poking my?
Right.
Why are we being cyber assaulted?
Oh my God.
No,
I don't know
that
why that
was
feature ever existed. It was weird.
ridiculous. What I do like about Facebook now is that it's like it'll have Facebook memories and it'll be
Yeah.
like on this day 12 years ago and it'll
Iconic.
be us talking about like who got A lunch? Who got B lunch? Is
My
it a B day
God.
tomorrow? Oh my gosh. But yeah, it's like why TikTok? They already got our data. They talk about they're trying to save us from data breaches. Y'all already got it. It's already been breached. At this point, you don't think it's been,
Not
oh.
like we got it. I think they're just worried about like,
Other foreign forces getting it.
right. Which I get to an extent. I really don't think that's what this is really about.
And I don't think banning Tinder.
Go
That needs to be banned.
ahead and get rid of that one.
I don't think banning TikTok is going to be what saves our data from the forces and the powers that be of all foreign enemies.
Yeah, of course not.
Of course not. It's just what they're telling us is right for us, and they can control narratives more
Right.
with TikTok
This is
gone
not
too.
a ban on TikTok. We just want it to be safer.
We're protecting you. Okay, thanks. But yeah. But TikTok not gone yet.
Not yet.
So y'all should follow us on the talk.
Yeah.
Just
Support us while you can.
BG bare minimum on the talk. Go on one of our videos. If you made it this far in the pod, go on one of our videos on TikTok. Comment blueberry. That way we know you were a real
Yes.
one and you were listening throughout the whole time. Or you can put comment blueberry somewhere in the Spotify comments, in the
Yeah.
Apple comments, put it in the YouTube comments.
Is there a blueberry emoji? If there is a blueberry emoji, feel free to use the emoji.
Or pick a fruit.
Or pick a fruit. Yeah.
No bananas. We'll take apples, we'll take orange, we'll take grape.
Yeah.
But as we come to a close with this, what are you looking forward to in this week, and how do you think you'll be doing the bare minimum?
My classes for the semester finish on Tuesday, so I'm looking forward to hopefully successfully completing my first semester of grad school.
You have summer classes? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to bring that back. I'm sorry. But you get a little break, you get a little break, you get a little break.
Yeah, so I'll get a little break after Tuesday of this week. It's just been really mentally draining, so it'll be nice to feel like I have some of that time, some of that energy back. So yeah, I'm looking forward to that. What about you?
I'm looking forward to today, actually. We got on a little workout attire. We're trying out a step class.
Yeah, step reloaded.
Step reloaded. So we'll see how that goes. I know I'm gonna
I'm
be tired.
excited.
My mom likes to do well, at least she used to do it like the step or whatever, but
Yeah.
I know we're gonna be sweating. These people that like
Right.
they travel and do step
The
classes.
pre-workout is ready.
Got it in the fridge, about to take it right after this. I'm looking forward to that. I'm also looking forward to just like continuing finding new fun ways to work out. That was one of my, like, this is probably a 2022 affirmation where I said that I look at working out not as a chore, not as something tiresome or cumbersome for me to do, but something that's bringing me happiness, bringing me joy while still working towards being more healthy. And I feel like I'm slowly feeling that more, doing different types of workout classes, actually trying to do stretching and yoga and making sure that I'm eating well, eating better too. More greens and stuff in my diet. So I'm excited to kind of like, I feel like exercise, weight loss, food, diet, all of that has been like in my life all my life. I'm excited to kind of change the narrative around it for this year and have this be the last year where I'm like hyper focusing on it, because hopefully up here in my brain, how I think about it will be changed. And so it won't be a hyper focus. It won't be something that's cumbersome. If you're somebody who struggled with your weight all your life, I know you can probably relate to how I'm feeling. But it's time to kind of reshape how we think about that and move away from that a little bit and into just how am I preserving my health moving forward. So looking forward to that. Let us know how you feel about the episode, how you feel about TikTok. Let us know on TikTok. Let us know in the comments on YouTube. Let us know on Instagram. I'm just naming everything,
Everywhere,
everywhere.
everywhere.
Email us. We want email. I'm an
Yo,
email girl. I'm an
mine.
email girl. I want to see some emails coming in.
And tell us what you want to see in future episodes.
So that we know what we can talk about and so that we can keep this even more bare minimum because you give us the ideas. Oh my gosh. But until further, BG bare minimum.
BG Bear Man.